This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. Today is an in-between-isode, in-between-isode number two, that is, which means we're going to be bouncing all over the place. So when you hear this noise, that means we've moved on. But first, the show is brought to you by AvsFam, A-B-S-F-A-M. You know they're awesome shirts, you know they're all about hockey, and you know where to get them, absfam.com. But even cooler is some of the stuff that's on there that you can't buy, things that are worth their weight in gold and cost no money whatsoever, including the How I Became an Avs Fan stories. Here's one of my favorites that we've been waiting to get for quite a while, all the way from Toronto, Canada. This is Avs Girl.
So I was actually born in Toronto. So, I mean, when you're born in Toronto, it's kind of put and par that you're a Leafs fan. But according to my mom, I was a very defiant young child. So when we would be watching hockey games, I would, you know, kind of be channel surfing and turn it on, and I'd see the Nordiques playing. And I kind of fell in love with this incredible player, and I just thought, wow, this guy's amazing. And as a child, didn't know anything about hockey, but I just knew that this player was incredible. And he goes by the name of Joe Sakic. So that was my first falling in love with hockey, was watching Joe Sakic play. And it just kind of developed from there. And then when the Avs were bought by the Colorado, when the Nordiques were bought by the Colorado Avalanche, I just sort of transferred my loyalties from Quebec to Denver. And I'll never forget watching that game when Patrick Roy went up to Mario Tremblay. And me and my dad were watching that game. And when he said that was his last game there, I looked at my dad. I said, oh, my God, I bet you Colorado's going to get Patrick Roy. And a couple days later, they announced it. And, I mean, the rest is history. This team, for me, is more than just a hockey team. It's a way of life. I'm very loyal to this team. I would sacrifice a lot for this team, and I do it happily. I've been to Denver only once, and I mean, it's not just the hockey team, it's the people that surround the hockey team. The Avs fam are by far the best people that I've met. Everyone's so kind, and I mean, they don't care where you're from. If you're an Avs fan, then you're family. And that's part of the reason why I love the team so much. So, Avs girl for life, got the ink to prove it, never going back from there.
She's absolutely fantastic, and her story, along with 21 others, exist at absfam.com, absfam.com. There's a button right on the homepage. Just click on How I Became an Avs Fan Stories. Or even better, you could record your own. Just DM absfam on Twitter, and they'll help you get it done. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the last game. The Avalanche took on the 0-8 Columbus Blue Jackets, and I was freaked out, as you should have been too, because this is the exact setup we needed to not win a game. Did we take them lightly? No, not really. Not until the third, when they totally came back and we had nothing to say about it. And in the last podcast, I pointed out this is probably the most dangerous team we're going to face because they're ready to win. Their backs are against the wall. They have a new coach, and it happened. It sucked. It happened. And while I promised to wait until 10 games in to freak out, I'm freaking out a little bit. I feel like we could be a lot better team, but as Coach Waugh put it, and you can find this in the show notes, we haven't really lost many games by much. It's been one or two goal games, and sometimes that second goal comes on an open net goal. So is there enough to freak out about? Yeah, I think so. If you're like me and you're like Nathan MacKinnon and you want to do nothing but dominate, you don't like close games, you want to score 1,000 goals every single game, then you can freak out. For the rest of you, you're probably right not to, but I'm not you. Okay, let's switch gears. Let's go with Tyson Barrie now. So Tyson Barrie is coming back from a 3-game thug suspension, is what I call it. He really is kind of a thug, or at least he was that night. So he's coming back and his back's against the wall, like it was many times before he really started rocking it last year. So what I'm hoping is that Tyson Barrie is going to get his game together because his back's against the wall, and he's going to go for it. He's going to take chances. He's going to be the aggressive offensive threat that he was playing defense before. Now, I know there's a new system for him to fit in with, but he's got some help on the back end, regardless of who they put with him, because it won't be anything but the top four. I'm ready for Tyson Barrie to break out and show this team what he can do all over again. If we didn't mention at some point Jack Skill, who has been absolutely amazing so far this year, we'd be idiots, because he has been the best player on the Avalanche. Coach Waugh, again in the show notes, seems to think that it's Nathan MacKinnon, who has also been great, for sure, but the Skilly Wabbit, Jack Skill, has been awesome. For a guy who walked onto the team with a professional tryout to do as good as he's doing, consistently as he's doing, he's kind of holding things together right now on that fourth line, along with a couple of other guys who've had pretty good games, most of them anyways. So as many of you know, especially if you've ever heard this before, we bring people on to talk about stats and numbers, because that's not really our game. We like the colors and flavors of games, not so much the numbers and math. The numbers and math belong to people who think really well about those sort of things and can articulate it to other people. Two of our favorites are Aaron Music and Kevin Goff. Both of them have a show on Sunday starting at noon called The Sin Bin, and on that show they talk about a lot of different things, mostly Avalanche, some Pioneers, and then they even have some people on from The Rampage, which is our farm team if you didn't know. I tell you all this to tell you that they are now on SoundCloud. You can go check them out if you want to get those numbers and enjoy it for what it is. Maybe one day they'll get a podcast and they'll be on iTunes so you can just do it from your phone while you play PS4 at midnight. But until then, this is pretty good. Go check them out and search for Mile High Sports Radio on SoundCloud. Okay, so looking ahead, if we're going to talk about the next game, which by the way is at 5:30, so get off work early, get through rush hour, whatever you got to do to catch this game, we would have to talk about the pass game a little bit. And in the pass game, we actually had quite a few shot attempts, but we didn't have many shots that hit the net. So while it didn't look as good as it was, we'd be really smart if we would have hit the net more. And I learned this from Patrick Waugh, who you can also find in the show notes. I put all the videos there since I referenced them so much. But what the Avalanche really need right now is shots on net. They need to bounce it off the pad, the head. I don't even care what they bounce it off of. If it's not going to hit the net, bounce it off of something in front of the net and hope for the best. That's where we're at right now. Okay, so don't go thinking that we're all butterfly kisses and fresh Twinkies over here. We can be negative. We can look at some players and go, they're not playing good. And we're going to start with one that we actually really like. But to be honest, Alex Tanguy is not playing very good hockey right now. We really want him to play good hockey, but he's not. Whatever his problem is, he needs to get that figured out. I'm pretty sure that acupuncture or some chiropractic work might get it done, but if not, I think time is the best answer. And I think that he will get his game together along with everybody else on the Avalanche. And when they do, we're going to see a lot of streaks and he's going to have one and we're all going to go, Tangs is awesome. I said this once before and I'm saying it again, so I guess it's becoming a thing. I'm not a GM, but I do play one on PlayStation. And what I've learned from the questions they ask you is that you have to stay positive. Patrick Waugh is being a positive coach right now, and he's helping his team to get better. The last thing they need to do is have a morale hit on a team that's already not playing very good. So when somebody steps up, helps his team get going, it's all going to be butterfly kisses and fresh Twinkies again. But until then, Waugh's doing exactly what he should do, which is not call his players out in front of the media, help them to get better, and be patient while they try to get the system down and do the things that he wants to see done. After a while, he will have to switch gears if it doesn't work, but currently we're 10 games in and we have a pretty new team. So kudos to Waugh for being who he is, being patient, and being a way better coach than I thought he would be in this regard. The on-camera skills don't just belong to the coach. They also belong to the captain of the Colorado Avalanche, Gabriel Landeskog, who was asked in a locker room interview, again, show notes, coloradohockey.com, check it out. He was asked if going on the road was probably a good thing at this point so that the team can get away from the home ice, get away from all the fans, and just work on the game. Now, he's a good guy, a good captain, and a good politician, really, because he kind of skirted the question and basically just said, we need to win no matter where we are, which is true. But what he didn't do is let there be an excuse for the play they're having right now and to blame it on being at home in front of the fans, because that would be sucky. That would be unprofessional and really uncool to all the people who still pay to go watch this team play. So kudos to Landy. He's awesome. And now, something you weren't expecting.
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchy. On the ice, the dutchy touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune in to the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Do you guys just have rappers sitting in the corner waiting to sing songs for you? Yeah, actually we do. It's pretty cool. They're over there by the hockey sticks. No, I'm just kidding. It's a thing we do. We have some people who could help us out with that, and we like to have songs about hockey. So we have that one, and we're thinking about making that our new opening, or at least for the in-between episodes. Let us know what you think of that, actually. Some other new things that you need to know about are the new hoodies coming out and the new Colorado hockey shirts. Now you're saying, oh, there's already Colorado hockey shirts out there and hoodies, but no, not like these. We have zip-up hoodies right now, and we have the number one logo, but the number two logo is actually pretty cool. It's very similar to the other one, although it doesn't have quite the same distress in it, and it doesn't have the word Colorado in it, because that's implied. There's a big Colorado C in the middle of it. Either way, you should check them out. They're going to be coming around this week, and the new Colorado hockey stickers are also coming out. Now, these are super awesome, too. These take a long time to have made because they silkscreen these things. That means that each color goes on in a thick layer of ink that doesn't come off. So once these things are done, after like 3.5 weeks of magic in some mountain somewhere, they make stickers, they ship them to us, and then we give them out to you guys. We sell them online, and we just throw some in some orders every now and then, too. So test your luck if you want at avsfam.com. And for those of you confused, yes, same people. We are Avs Fam. We are Colorado Hockey. We try to keep it separate because Avs Fam is a lot more about the community than it is us, and we want it to stay that way forever. Okay, so we've been rambling for a while. You heard a new song, you got our take on the next game coming up, and some other things too. You might even be thinking at this point, man, they need someone to talk to. And yeah, we do. We have a lot of friends that help us out, but we wouldn't mind having you help us out too. So if you think you have something to say and you want to be on the podcast or talk hockey, get a hold of us at either Hockey Colorado on Twitter or Avsam on Twitter. Either one will work. DM us or just let us know you want to talk and we'll set it up. We'll get you on the bat phone. We'll talk hockey. It'll be a podcast. Everyone will love it. Stay awesome.